Welcome to this audio guide. If the church is open, you are welcome to enter, but please show respect if a service is taking place. At the beginning of the 14th century, the home farm and the church already existed in Moorlander and were closely connected. The farm was owned from the 16th century by the family Bildt, who continued to own the farm even after Bohuslän became Swedish during the middle of the 17th century, and stayed that way until 1881. Through marriage, the farm Moorlander has once again come to be owned by descendants of Bildt. The home farm's owner Daniel Bildt bought the right of patronage in 1649 to Moorlander Church from the Danish king Frederick III. The right of patronage gave the home farm the right to appoint priests in the parish, but it also included many obligations, such as maintaining the church and equipping it with the necessary fixtures. The right of patronage remained until 1921. No one knows exactly how old Moorlander Church is, but it is mentioned in a text from 1308, which is kept in the Public Records Office in Copenhagen. It was probably built as early as the 12th or 13th century. Moorlander Church was also probably built as a defence church, something the thick walls indicate. At times of distress, the population would seek refuge in the church. The church originally had no tower, and the present tower was built at the end of the 1760s, when it replaced a separate belfry. The church was earlier a parish church for the inhabitants of North West Orust, which meant that at times the church was too small. When regions got their own churches from the 16th century and onwards, the strain eased. But in the middle of the 19th century, the parish wanted to demolish the church in favour of a more modern church. Plans for a new parish church were made by the often hired architect Adrian Pettersson. But the owner of Moorlander Farm, who was obliged to pay for everything, refused to pay for a new building. Instead, the parish received another church in the southern part, Hellevikstrand. Moorlander is therefore the only church in Bohuslän which did not go through a change in the 1800s. The church was instead restored during World War I and is now the only preserved medieval church on Orust og Skjern, and even though the church has been renovated and added to, parts of the original church are preserved in the western part of the nave. In the next part of this audio guide, I will talk about the church's fixtures. And you will also hear about the organ, which is the oldest organ in Sweden still in use.